Hey guys, it's me. I know I have been gone for quite some time, but I wanted to talk about a new philosophy I have been working on in the background. It's called the green pill. We have the red pill, the blue pill, the purple pill, and the black pill. While I always respected all the colors of the realms of reality, i.e. pills, I haven't been able to truly exist in one pill and stay there. This whole time I was trying to fully be baptized in the red pill theology, which I was, but there were some things that couldn't really fit in my psyche. One is the knowledge of women, me being naive with women and people in general. I simply need help understanding their tactics. Their female nature messes me up cause I'm a stand-up type of guy. I hold people to a matter-of-fact standard. I really never truly thought of every way a person can screw me over. This was something I wasn't taught growing up. I thought people simply said they were gonna do something, they would do it no matter what. Growing up, I never knew people could be so deceptive in their ways until I dealt with my first female over 10 years ago. From 20 to now, I'm still learning how flawed not only women, but humans can be, even in myself. It's a learning process. Another thing that doesn't fit in my psyche is the coldness you have to show towards women to get them. I'm not really into one-night stands, at all. That confuses me, haha. Getting laid and nailing the top-tier women in my state is simply foreign to me, and pointless. This is where the green pill formation comes into play. The two errors in my thinking with the red pill has caused me to take red pill theology and tweak it to form my own pill of thinking. I call it the green pill. Now what in the world is the green pill, you ask? Well, the green pill is a spiritual woven side of the red pill. Since I was brought up evangelical, I'm really Christ-centered, but you can worship whomever you want. This type of pill in a general form allows the red pillar to think of things outside the mortal walls of the matrix. It allows a broader perspective into one's mind and allows that person to excel beyond what just the red pill teaches. Since I became red-pilled, all I have seen from the biggest names in the manosphere is relationship issues, how to pick up women, banging chicks left and right, pump and dumping everyone around them. Not once have I seen a red pillar be religious, not one. This is why I had to come to grips with the fact that there was no way I could be a true red pill person. For that's not my calling. This is why my channel isn't as big as it probably should be. I can easily break 250,000 views easy if I just shill podcast after podcast after how bad women are. You don't think I want to be successful in the manosphere? I see this whole thing like high school. There are the people who are in the stands looking at the famous kids in school get all the girls. You see them every day in school, you wonder what it's like to be them, until you become one of them. I have spent my whole life watching the cool people in life pass me by. It's no different in the manosphere. There are you big hitters and small timers, but then there are the people that just consume the content. I elevated myself from a looker to a content creator, but I just don't fit in the manosphere, not like how I should. So I had to redefine what the red pill was in my eyes, and it honestly doesn't fit that well with me. Now comes the green pill, something alternative, something new, something for everyone from all shades of the pill, matrix or not. It can be a bridge between the simp and the red pillar, to the fan and content creator, from possibly even man to woman. The reason why I made this video was out of concern. I see the red pill society has hurt men. Yes, we men feel pain. There is a lot of scar tissue that hasn't healed on the emotional side, wallets that will never be as hefty as they once were some 20 years ago. A lot of us came to this red pill conclusion in shock and complete rage. That's normal, the red pill rage, but then we swore off women. See, that's the empty part. By the time I'm red pilled, I'm coming into a community of divorced men and everyone is yelling about how bad women are, not all but a lot of them. I see men leaving the country. I see Kevin Samuels bashing hard on black women, then he suddenly dies. I see Darius M. go from a small YouTube channel to nearly 400,000 subs. This all happened before my eyes, and through everything I sat on the sidelines. We need to break beyond what we know of the red pill and start asking ourselves, who do we serve? Like, really? Just ourselves, or do we want a good legacy when we leave this earth? Because our days are numbered, good or bad. Animal or human, we are all going to meet our Maker, whomever that may be, and I want to come to my personal Savior, Jesus Christ, with a clear conscience. Can you say that Kevin Samuels replayed his last days with a clear conscience with his Maker? That's between him and his Maker. All that I'm saying is that my channel, and this green pill, has got to be more than about bashing women and red pill rage. This is why my channel is a great sign of relief in the community, but will never be on turd-flinging monkeys level at all, and I'm okay with it. It's not about the views, it's about the message. Until next time, cheers.